Ukrainian engineers running final checks on these mine-protected vehicles before they're deployed to northern Mali, as what MINUSMA hopes will be a lifesaver that will reverse the tragic death toll among peacekeepers in the last few months. They're white beasts with a V-shaped hull that can deflect explosions. On the back of the vehicles is a hydraulic arm, which looks quite brittle on these giant vehicles. I'm with Charles Frisbee of the United Nations Mine Action Service. How does the arm work?
It will reach out onto the target, and a very highly powered water jet will shatter the casing of a device.
How many tonnes does this vehicle weigh?
Approximately 18 tonnes. It was a design that was developed in South Africa, obviously heavily armoured to withstand small arms fire and above.
So moving to the front of the vehicle, there's a large black grip. What's that for?
That is a mounting so that we can attach a roller system. The rollers, by applying downward force, they will detonate landmines or other devices which are based on a pressure system.
Metal ladder on the side. Into the vehicle. So this is the heart of the beast. There's a window at the back. The operator essentially sits facing that, so with his back to the driver of the vehicle.
Yeah, the operator of the bomb arm has all of his controls in front of him, including a video camera, so he's got a very close picture of any devices that he's working with. There are other seats for other members of the team who, when it's safe to do so, can dismount and use other tools to destroy devices.
Could you describe the range of threats facing MINUSMA patrols in Mali at the moment?
We've seen most things, anti-tank landmines as opposed to anti-personnel landmines. Improvised explosive devices, victim operated, which is very often based on a pressure plate. Then we have also witnessed, to a limited extent, radio controlled devices. We have also seen what's called command wire. That's where a electrical cable is used to activate the device.
So is there a trend at the moment in terms of the devices that are used, where they come from, which other groups in the world use them? Are there any clues there?
Terrorists either learn from each other or even speak to each other, and so we see improvements slowly but surely in terms of technology. It could mean the quality of the detonators that are being used, it could be the design of the device, the quality of the homemade explosive that's being prepared.
The arm's now moving out from the back of the vehicle.
Max distance 7 meters.
2014 saw more than 100 peacekeepers injured and 33 killed in northern Mali. One third of the MINUSMA victims had hit explosive devices during patrols. In 2015, these new mine-protected vehicles will be out in front during UN patrols of the vast northern Mali.